All right, let's. Now, Chris, go ahead, sir.
Well, we were talking about the salaries, and I think where the difference might be, Rick, that you're looking at is what we took out for HR. Did you have that added in?
No, that's not included in there.
Yeah.
That's probably the plan.
Then it's got to go up. And my question is, without those in there, where were we predicted to be in 2011? What were we doing, expenses compared to revenues?
In 2011, the budget, we approved, looked like $9 million in revenues. Is that correct or not? Because I'm not sure about that. I think that's...
For 2011?
Total, the two of them added.
9.654650.
And our expenses... I'm not sure that I've got these total. Where come from? Just a minute. I may do that for
a bit. No, I said that was my estimates. Surely that was not expenses. That was expenses. That was approved expenses that I gave you just now. 9654650.
I think that's the same thing you'll find for the expenditures.
That is the expenditures. Am I right? No, that's rather. I'm sorry. You're right. Expenditures are the same.
No, but they should have been. I don't know why they're not. And I'd have to look and figure out. We probably budgeted. Oh, I don't know why. Just a minute. Because I've got contingency in it. Let me take that out. When I'm combining these two, it's not as easy to manipulate you there.
Did you finish without me?
No.
I come up with a total of expenses. 425.
Okay. Would you help me with that? Good morning, Jim. Yeah. Good afternoon. As I'm looking at the 250, mm-hmm. Help me with this line. In Roden Bridge 250. Showing estimated expenditures $857,482.85.
Total.
For R&B. I'm sorry, that's for our road and bridge. Right here, 2011 approved. Here's the bottom line of what was approved, excluding some fund balance.
$2,055.
Yes.
Okay,
let me do 250. Wherever you're at.
I had $3,149,299.
That's budgeted expenditures. But you also have a total balance. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Because if we had, if you took the revenues we started with, took the fund balance we started with, added the revenues, subtracted the expenses, that's what you end up with.
All right. Then let's. But the total expenditures budgeted were $3,149,499.63.
That's correct.
All right. Now, with that, let's look
at
that
the 250
or the
245. Okay.
250 account, you got in 7,275,836.40.
So this is my total expenditures that were budgeted right here. In,
that's all.
Okay, 7,275,836.40. So I'm looking at $10,425,336.03.
That's right.
Okay. And so my guess is that revenues were something similar? No.
Revenues were what I told you earlier, 9 million something, I think it was.
9,654,650. So I want to say this again to make sure that I'm clear. We budgeted over $10.4 million in expenditures, and yet coming in revenues, we had $9.6 million.
Budgeted, yes.
For 2011, so we deficit budgeted by $800,000, close to it.
Ron, what are you looking at here?
All I'm looking at right now, because I'm so far off, further off than I thought we would be in 2012, is looking back to 2011.
Okay.
I'm wanting to get just a handle on what expenses were budgeted, what revenues were budgeted. We anticipated bringing in revenues $9,654,550.
Okay.
We anticipated spending $10,425,336.03. I didn't remember that we deficit budgeted by $770,000.
We didn't.
Well, not according to these figures we did.
We did. We, our road and bridge was supposed to be exactly as 2010. Because when we lost our road and bridge supervisor, we didn't have a time to spend a lot of time with the budgeting. And I think what we said was, well, whatever 2010 was, we're just going to roll to 2011. Right? So is the 2011 match to 2010 then?
I don't think 2010 even carries that.
Wouldn't the numbers, the budget?
And I think in 2010 we did budget to skin.
Well, let's just look. I just want to compare. So, okay, so in 2000. Ron, give me your numbers again. Total expenditures. This is a 245 and 250 together.
Well, let me do some help since I have these figures added already.
Please.
Unless I'm mistaken, we reported actual funds available for expenditures in 2010 of $10,054,628.67.
So
$10,054,628.
Okay. That was like a fund balance starting 2010.
No.
Those were actual funds available that were going to be generated that year.
Revenue. Projected revenues.
Projected revenues.
Okay. Give me that number again.
Projected revenues.
All these other throw down here. $10,054,628.
So we basically said we're projecting 10 plus million in revenues.
Now, we had carryover into the 2010 budget of $5,316,452. Now, there's some pennies on top of that.
Yeah, but that's fund balance. Starting January 1st, 2010.
That's the two combined, R&B and
RBT.
Okay.
551. I'm slow here.
It was $5,316,452.09.
Oh, nine pennies. Okay.
When you add those two together,
yeah.
Available Revenue available for the year is $15,371,080.76.
Okay, I see how you got to that. So that's our projections plus fund balance, fund carryover.
This was back in for 2010.
January 1st, 2010, basically.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what I was trying to look at is how that compares with what we were talking about for 2011, which is why I was breaking that down to see where the revenues are going, and then to look at 2011 compared to 2012. Because quite frankly, in this combination here, we don't have any of the employees that we're going to budget directly to this fund stuck in there.
Correct.
And we also added this morning, Jim, if you go over to the combined budget, just to give you an idea.
Right.
Let's make sure he gets these changes so it'll be the same as ours.
You know, I'll catch up later.
Well, it's another $445,000 that went in for expenses that weren't there.
Like where?
Social Security, medical part, $180,365,000.
Okay, Social Security is what?
$180,000.
Okay.
Be 54 wrong instead of.
And what was medical cohort?
775,000.
Be 50. 540.
And we left flex out fees
400 and some odd, you said.
They should be zero. I mean, they might show up.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I have this. Do you guys talk about TIFs at all? TIF payments?
I went through all the figures that we had here. We had 600 for Branson Hills and 450 for the Branson Landing.
That was different than what we originally had. Is that numbers good?
That's the number that the three of us decided on Friday.
Well, that's the same numbers came from GCR. Is that the same?
I don't think I gave you those numbers either.
Well, GCR, if we're budgeting what $6 million in GCR revenues, whatever the number,
whatever is there should be budgeted.
Should be the same. Yeah, so it's good. The same capital. Okay.
But I didn't get it.
Right. No. Because they were a little lower than that. I think we took the same numbers off of whatever the revenue line of the other. So those all should add up, right?
Well, I haven't got to change them.
Okay.
I have marked down to match all the taxes.
Okay.
Taxes should match.
Good.
But my thinking was this. We have considerably moving. We've got a big gap, so I was trying to fill that gap. I had worked on a proposed budget for you all for today. I did that Saturday.
Okay.
And I was within $90,000+ until we added the additional $570,000 a while ago. So we're. What we have to do within this budget, unless we pull upon revenues that we're carrying over, we have to obviously make changes. And
let me make a suggestion to you. Right now, and I told Andy this, right now our payroll for the year in Roden Bridge will be, what did I tell you, Andy, 1.8?
1.8 is what you said. We've got it at 23, right?
We've got it at 2.2 plus 100 for them. Administration and contract.
2.2 plus 108, correct?
Yeah.
Now that is
yeah.
Correct.
$1,018,640 is what it would be if there were no raises.
And let me see what.
We understand that.
Okay.
Well, I was adding up the two. I apologize for getting caught up here, but the 250 department.
250.
In Department 250, which is Roden Bridge, the Roden Bridge, our total expenditures went up in 11 versus 10 of what we budgeted. Is that what you guys are saying?
That's what I'm saying. You got $10,054,000 and 10 and $10,425,000 in 11. Is that what you're coming up with?
Well, I'm adding that up right now, but it looks like we spent a whole lot more in 2011 than we did in 2010. And I'm not sure how that happened because we cut headcount.
Yeah.
this the budget, you know.
And are you looking at budgeted versus actuals?
Yes.
That's why.
What? Okay. We budget almost $800,000 or more in expenditures from 2010 to 2011.
In 2010, actuals to 2011. The budgeted were the same, probably.
Well, I'm looking at 2010 actuals and 2011 approved.
Yes. If you look at 2010 budgeted, you'd probably see the same.
Okay.
I think. I'm going to pause the budget.
Ron, in your 2012 budget you were going to submit or talk up to us about that you created, what did you have for expenditures and revenues? Just out of curiosity here.
I was trying to match it to the revenues that were going to be reflected.
What did you have for the revenues?
Well, go ahead, Rick. What did you start saying?
Total revenues he projected was $7,658,800.
$7,658,800.
That's right. And
those top three numbers are what revenues are for 10, 11, and what's projected for 12.
Okay. All right.
I can actually understand $900,000 in 2012, but I can't understand the other $1.3 million. I don't know where it's at.
Okay, hold on. Say that again.
I'm saying that our revenues reflected for 2011 were actually it's more than what I'm showing here. It was
fund balance.
11 was $9,654,650.
Say that again, because I'm looking at what I have for the fund balance based off of what I did, just so you know. I took Rick's fund balance report he did in November that we just got, and I took 2011 actuals of December, plugged them in to see where we're going to, projecting where we're going to end up the year.
What were your 2011 actuals?
2011 actuals combined.
Actuals, not... Actual revenues.
Right.
Okay. Actual revenues through November, according to the report, combined is $9,562,957. Then if we track to a zero growth for sales tax collection, that's another $640,000. So I'm projecting our sales tax revenues.
Say that not about the $640,000.
That's when we get our December 7th report, should be $640,000. If we're flat, okay?
Should be what?
Should be $640,000, what we normally collect, what we will collect if our sales tax revenues are zero.
On top of the numbers,
right?
What you're doing.
Right. So we should finish the year, I'm projecting at $10,202,000. Now, I don't know what consists of $10,202,000.
And I need to run a report because I don't need it, but I know that we must have some revenue projections low. Probably when I combine the two, I'll have something else. See if we can see it in the...
Well, as I was pointing out to you earlier, the sales tax is not low because it's...
No, you're right.
About $600,000 more
than... But I don't know how we...
Asked to have budget.
But I don't know how we reflected, how we got... I don't have the breakdown of how we got to 950... The 9 through 11 months, I don't know how we got... What makes up the $9,562,000 through November.
It'd be easy enough report for him to run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that would be the two departments right now. And $2 million of it is a transfer from one to the other.
there was a transfer of $2 million from Road and Bridge Trust to Road and Bridge. So there's $2 million that's in the 2011 budget that disappears from the 2012 budget because it is portrayed in both budgets as being revenues when in fact one was a transfer to the other to cover payroll. So it's monies that don't really exist.
Okay.
Expenses there. Your revenue should be $2 million less than the total that you get this year.
Okay.
The projected revenue should
so
be.
If I take 2 million out of this number, I'm projecting we'll actually have revenues of $8,202,000.
So that's going to be.
If I take a 2 million transfer out.
And we're 7,658,8, so we're pretty close. I mean, it's still a long ways off. There must be something to do. I'll run the reports and look where it's at.
Because, if we don't look at the transfers, well, we can look through your. Have you sent? Didn't you send a?
I probably did, and I don't know who to send it to for sure because I actually had you want to do those this time. I was about to say, $245,250 is what it would be.
Yeah, I'm looking. I try to keep. I've got five sites. Five. I got five things open right here. This is not what I want.
We don't have anything else scheduled for today. Do we have to give all this budget?
Approval of payroll at 2:30. Please.
So
you got that, right?
We're at 7,628 versus 80.
Ron added in 30,000 for marine gas tax. We're at 7,658.8. Didn't tell you that one.
Marine sales tax.
It's marine gas tax.
Right. I'm just looking at words.
Because it's 9011 before we put it in there.
Oh, you created a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, actually, we created one in the combined budget.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to put everything into combined here. Yeah, so.
It was in the old budget, but there wasn't any revenue attached to it. And the problem is we're not receiving any revenue. But I'm here to tell you it's annually we are to receive that revenue. So we're going to go get it. What happened before, I think in the 90s, was Stone County got our revenue.
Green sales tax.
At least a couple of years.
And we're going to put 30,000 there?
We're going to ask for it all back.
30,000, right? 30,
yep.
So what's your new total then, Rick?
7,658.
Okay.
Which is what I have.
And that's what I've got too now. Okay. But if I'm projecting 802, 8,202.
Looks like they landed something I left out or something, possibly.
Okay.
Well, if you take that 7,658,800, and you add, how much did you say? 640. You're going to come up to 8,298,800.
The 7,658.
He said 7,658 is
Total,
not. He's saying he's missing something out of that.
We think that we projected.
Well, I can tell you every penny of where that's at and what we're projecting because it's right here on our revenue sheet.
But I don't know what our actuals for 2011 through November. If we had that for 245 and 250, that would tell me where we're sitting.
You can look at it and see.
But I don't have the newest 245, 250. Did you send me a breakdown?
You shouldn't have changed anything. Whoever was in there last time should have been in there. So if you've been
but there's a 200,000 transfer to Road and Bridge from 245 to 250. There's also a 208,000 transfer besides the 2 million transfer.
I have no idea about that.
Ron, did you see that? Look at your 245. Book your tab at 245.
Okay.
And if you pull up the second line item in the revenue line,
245-84012.
Yeah, there's a $208,000 transfer there as revenue also. Don't know what that is, but that's gone too.
If that came from another fund, it's not gone, Jim.
No. And I doubt but that is. But that is.
money's transferred from VCR or sewer or someplace like that.
What this is Rick withholding an administrative fee against Road and Bridge in the amount of $208,600. That's not? That's what you told me before.
Well,
I apologize if I'm wrong.
It's a revenue, Ron.
Then I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
And I'm,
it's down here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the expense.
That one,
because we got to go talk about those two.
That one, Jim, most likely is monies that have been charged to DCR, to sewer, or somebody for different things that happened.
Could it have been work that Road and Bridge performed that had monies transferred back to them?
Most
likely. So if Road and Bridge came in here and did some building, if Road and Bridge did work
mowed the hillside, did some work after hours for sewer, but the reality is that's the only year we had it in 245 that I showed.
And that's what it shows here.
So it's a it's not a one-time hit, but it's a anomaly there.
We ought to have a handle on what that is.
And there'll be documentation to show you what that is, but I don't have. I think. Did that happen last year? When did that happen?
This year. 2011.
I have to look at it. I think. I look at so many different things that don't count on this to be the fact, but I think that may be where Helen placed monies from FEMA into general county revenue, and then I said, no, those need to go into Road and Bridge. That's what would make that transfer.
Well, where would FEMA reimbursements go for Road and Bridge?
Should go right there. Or
we just got a check for $76,000 from the Chopin. Yeah. We just got that check, so we'll let you on that line.
It should go into 250-82003 is where we really have it.
Well, that's in the combined, right? So you've also got that 250 in the other fund?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me look for the. Why would it go in the Road and Bridge sales tax fund?
Okay, here's a revenue issue, guys, just so you know. Make sure I've no, that's not an issue. Okay, I thought I'd have something.
Wow. Okay. Rick, right here in this that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my combined. This is the
250. Okay.
And I'm not showing that they're ready in 2011. Mm-hmm. What's this over here?
Well, that's 2012 request.
Out of this fund? That's what we were doing? I'm just
not... Yeah, I don't have copied that for you, but in mine, that would be the request.
I'm sorry. This... Okay.
Yes. That's the request.
Can you give me 2010 approved budget?
Yes.
Numbers.
Do you have it? I have it handy.
Well, I mean, I don't have it on this list.
I'm adding... When I combine 2010 approved... I show it as $9,610,000. I think that's $312.
We had nine.
I may be wrong. Ron, what do you have from 2010 approved expenses? You said, right? Expenses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just did it.
Well,
I just did that a moment ago with Rick.
We have $9,650,000.
Oh, yes, for approved.
What the number was?
I got to pull two. Hold on. You
which
said
year?
Approved.
Huh?
Which year?
2000. Here? I'm looking at 2011 approved.
Okay, here.
I'm looking for 2010.
This is the situation. I got to pull up two buds. I'm giving you 2010 actuals and 2011 approved.
I know.
I got to go back to 2010 and pull that actual approval
up.
Let me just do that real fast. I can do that.
And that's what we approved for 2011. The way that I understood our motion.
2652-04756.
Well, Rick, here's a question. I kind of need to know what the discrepancy is between the 7658 and the 802. 8202. How can we get that information? Can you go get a report run real fast?
Yeah.
Through November, that will give us a 11-12 some.
You want the current 11 revenue, right?
Current revenue, yes. By line.
I'll just tell you that with the numbers that we've got, I'm going to have to start on another sheet of paper here. The numbers that we've got show that we have almost $400,000 that doesn't balance with what we said to do in 2010 versus 2011. And I think that's minimal.
It's very possible. I can't conclude.
Well, that's what I'm coming up with here, is just as I've got this hand scratched out here.